Welcome to Binge Views, BingeMedia.net's weekly review show, even though we haven't been on in a couple weeks. But that's not our fault. That is the month of August's fault. They did not release fuck all at the end of that month. I'm here with the great Chad C. What's going on?
Not a lot, man. What's going on with you?
I'm good. I've been anticipating this, one of these reviews for quite a while now. Tonight we are... This morning we are going to review Home Again with Reese Witherspoon and a little movie called It. Now, Garrett reviewed It a couple weeks ago on the show, and one of the most, it's kind of common now to just lead into one of his reviews saying it's like ridiculous. I think he said it was the worst movie ever made, and then he gave it a 7, so I don't understand at all how this movie plays out. So I'm actually looking forward to how you feel about it. But before we get there, sir, let's talk about this fucking Home Again, because I'm not going to lie. I was checking this out at work last night. You've already hinted to me about how you feel about it, but this looks like a fucking flaming pile of donkey cock. Like, tell me about Home Again.
This is probably the best movie of the year. It's written and directed by Haley Meyer Shire, who is Nancy Meyer's daughter. From what I gathered, who, you know, Nancy Meyer's directed, you know, What Women Want, Something's Got to Give, all these, you know, romantic chick flick 90s movies and such.
Those are pretty good ones though, right?
Yeah, exactly. So. But no, this movie's not a good one. This is your basic standard run of the mill, you know, midlife crisis. Ugh. You know, so the basis of the story is Reese Witherspoon's character is she's this famous director's daughter. Lives in this giant, you know, house in LA. Mm-hmm. And so she randomly one night out drinking runs into these three, you know, aspiring, like, one's a screenwriter, one's an actor, one's a director, and they're all like this, whatever. They run into this group and she, you know, drinks happen, brings them back to her place randomly, and she has a couple friends with her. And falls in love, you know, hooks up with one of the younger, you know, 15 years her younger. Mm-hmm. And they move in with her, and the rest of the movie is Michael Sheen is in this, and he's her ex-husband. I don't know, man, this movie just sucks. It's really bad. not good. Do you have any questions about it?
Is Michael Sheen British?
I believe so.
Is he British in the movie?
Oh no, he's not. He's put on a lot of weight though. So he's very, very schlubby, Michael Sheen.
Oh really? I see Lake Bell's in this. Is she the quirky best friend?
No, she's actually not. She's in it for all of like 10 minutes. She's like this bitchy. Reese Witherspoon's character is like an interior designer, so she hires her, but she, I don't know. Yeah, she's in the movie very, very little at all. But you'd think that she would be the quirky best friend, but no.
How are your feelings about Reese Witherspoon before seeing this movie? Like, her career at this point, she just came off of, what was that fucking Little Liars? What the fuck was it called?
Oh, yeah, Big Little Lies.
Big Little Lies.
Yeah, I mean, I have nothing against Reese Witherspoon. I like her in things, I guess. I thought she was pretty good in Mud a couple years ago.
Yes. But this seems like a step back for her, doesn't it? Like, this seems like Sweet Home Alabama Reese Witherspoon. Is it that version of her, or is it...
Yeah, pretty much. I've never actually seen that movie, but I can gather what it... Yeah, the, like, you know, the rom-com going back to those roots-ish.
Right. Is she super, super likable in this? Is she, like, legally blonde Reese Witherspoon?
I guess. I mean, this movie is just not, it's not for me, you know, it's not tailor-made for me. for that crowd, sure, I guess that, you know, it's going to bring in all the moms and the ladies that love her, but yeah, not my cup of tea.
She has a weird fucking filmography. I'm just looking on it right now. So we start out with basically, Fear is where everyone noticed her, right?
Yep, Mark
Which is,
Wahlberg,
yeah,
yeah.
pretty good little movie. And then, bam, Pleasantville comes out, and she's fantastic in a fantastic movie. Cruel Intentions comes out, for better or worse, is an okay movie. And then Election, I mean, she's rocking it right now, and then she shows up in American Psycho, and you're like, holy fuck, this girl's killing it. And
Yeah.
then I think she has a little cameo in Little Nicky. It says Little Nicky here. I don't remember in it, so it must be a little thing. She strikes gold with Legally Blonde, and I think this is where she realizes, oh, I can do these type of movies. Because then she does Sweet Home Alabama, Legally Blonde 2, Vanity Fair. But then she hits the fucking home run with Walk the Line.
Yeah.
Did she win an Oscar for Walk the Line?
She was at least nominated if she didn't win, I'm pretty sure. It's a good question.
Yeah, it is. Rendition,
Yeah.
like Mud and Wild, those were around the same time. Those are two really good movies.
Yeah.
Inherent Vice, which I don't really understand, but she was in it, so that's cool.
Does anyone understand it, though?
And
Yeah.
then Home Again. God damn it. She's
Back
jumping all
to
over the place is my point. Like, she doesn't seem to, I guess, which isn't a bad thing. I mean, you know what I mean? Like, she knows
no.
her, she's got a couple audiences, you know? She's got the housewife audience, and she's proven herself as a good actress, so maybe this is a paycheck for her. Maybe this is what she really likes to do. I don't know. But yeah, I mean,
Yeah.
just looking at the poster and reading the synopsis and hearing you talk about it's just a fucking wash. There's no way I'll ever see this.
Yeah. Yep. There's no reason for you to ever watch this. And she did win an Oscar for Walk the Line 2005.
Boom. And she was, did she win for Wild too?
Yeah, I
No.
don't think so. I think she was nominated
She
for
was
that as
nominated, yeah.
well, but.
She only won one. All right. Well, I feel like we're done with Home Again. So give me a rating. It's got a. Oh, it doesn't even have a rating on IMDb yet. So what do you got?
I'm still working on my rating scale. We're gonna adjust that at some point.
Oh, okay,
I'm just
right.
gonna stick to the numbers for now, though. This is gonna be a solid GC, 4 on 10, I guess. You
Four
know,
on
never watch
10.
this movie. It's not good. It's
Four
not
on.
good at all.
What warrants the form? I just want to know is what.
I don't. It's just a failing grade for me.
I
I'd
feel
give it a three. I'd
I've
give it a three as well, too. Whatever you want to call
that's what I mean.
it.
Like, I feel like we take advantage of the GC rating because, like, I think a 4 on 10 for the Binge Media staff is like the worst movie ever. Meanwhile, there's a 3, 2, 1 that we never really use. Like, you know what I mean? We always just drop
Yeah.
bottom to the four. So, okay, so it's a four and under. Is
Yes,
that
exactly. It's the lower tier of movies. Don't waste your time with this bullshit. It's just not good. It's like I said, it's your standard run-of-the-mill rom-com that's just terribly edited, terribly written. Just not good a movie, not at all.
All right, a 4 on 10 for Home Again. Reese Witherspoon's return to, well, crap, I guess. All right, now for the big one. Listen, I want to get your feel about it before we talk about this new version of it. The book. You've read it or
I
not?
have not read the book at all. No, I have seen the old miniseries a
Okay.
couple times. I actually just rewatched it a couple weeks ago in preparation for
Okay.
this.
How do you feel
But no,
about
I
the
have
old?
nothing. I don't know nothing about the book. So I'm not coming from that
So how do you
aspect.
feel about the miniseries? Just set this aside a movie, like set this aside. Like 2 weeks ago when you watched it, how did you feel about the miniseries when you revisited it?
It's pretty bad, man. It's not good. I remember seeing it, when I was younger, and I mean, it's been a long time since seeing it, and it's good. Tim Curry's performance is, of course, great, but other than that, it's pretty cheesy and pretty. It does not hold up at all, in my opinion. I
Okay.
think, was it Pete maybe reviewed it a couple months ago and
Yeah.
said he'd watched it, and yeah, it just does not hold up at all. It's not good. It was a struggle to get through those 4 hours. I know my wife watched it with me, and she thought the same thing. And she was like, "Ugh, why did you make me watch this?"
Okay, so when you first heard about this remake, before you even rewatched the miniseries, did this interest you whatsoever, or did you like laugh it off? Like, how did you feel about when you first heard about this reboot?
Yeah, see, when I first heard about it, it was Cary Fukunaga from True Detective. He was attached to, like, write and direct this. So I was pretty interested because I was a big, you know, True Detective Season 1 fan.
Nice.
So I was actually pretty intrigued by it, yes. And I mean, and I remember, you know, as a kid thinking it was okay, you know, whatever. So I was, yeah, I was pretty excited for it. I thought, not maybe not excited, but, you know, I was mildly intrigued.
Okay, so jump ahead to moments before you step into the theater. You had just watched the... You just watched the miniseries, you've had the excitement about the director and all that from before, and you're starting to hear a little bit of good hype. Were you really pumped to see this movie?
Yeah, I actually was. I was pretty excited. I was ready for a decent horror movie. I was ready for it. It's been a while, so yeah, I was pretty excited.
Tell me a little bit how you feel about it.
All right, so I really, really dug this movie. I can't really remember what all Garrett said about it, but no, it's a very, Stand By Me, you know, coming of age Spielbergian type, you know, with the kids,
Stranger Things type feel to it.
Yeah. I mean the kid Finn Wolfhard or whatever, mm-hmm. Mike from Stranger Things is one of the main kids in it as well. So you kind of got that tie in.
Yeah.
He's playing Richie in the movie. He's super comedic relief. It's a lot more like vulgar, like as far as the kids go than I, thought it would be. So that was pretty nice. It's actually really funny.
Okay.
The kid, Jaden Lieberher, he was the kid in Midnight Special and St. Vincent. He's like, yeah, he's playing Bill, Georgie's older brother.
Nice.
He's like the main star of it, or the main kid.
Yeah.
Did you watch that little, there was like a 5-minute teaser that they were playing, they put online a couple weeks ago that was, you know, the famous scene of him in the gutter and...
Well, I've only watched the first trailer that came out. That was the only thing I've seen of this. Yeah,
gotcha. Yeah, so yeah, that little 5-minute tidbit they put online is like the first, of course, you know, 5-10 minutes of the movie.
Mm-hmm.
Starts out from there. So it starts out, you know, the exact same way as the miniseries. You know, two brothers making the little boat, mm-hmm. and yeah, going out in the street and loosening it down the sewer.
I hated the miniseries when I revisited it, I don't know, a few years ago. I just thought it was a disaster. I have read the book. I'm a big fan of the book. You know, ironically, what you brought up what Garrett had said about it. Garrett had said that lovers of the book are going to love the movie. And you didn't even read the book, and you love the movie. So Garrett's an idiot. That's what we just found out right now, is that Garrett's an idiot.
Conclusion right now.
What I was saying is I hate the miniseries. You know, it's a joke. It's not good whatsoever. But funny enough, like one of the things that doesn't bother me about the miniseries is the kid actors. And if you've listened to any podcast of ours over the years, you know, I have a lot of problems with kids in movies. But the kids are not a problem for me in that miniseries. They don't bother me as much as you would think they would for a TV fucking miniseries you know, at one point one of my favorite books of all time. How are the kids come off okay in this? Or like you mentioned comedy relief, and that kind of scares me. I'll be honest with you. I don't know why I don't want a comedy relief. But do they come off okay?
Yeah, no, I think you'll dig them. Yeah, I'm kind of the same way as you. Kids and stuff really start to annoy me and piss me off and get fed up pretty quick. But no, this group of kids, the Losers Club, they're all pretty likable. I honestly don't think any of them are too annoying. I think the kid that's like the worst is the bully, like one of the bullies. I think he's not a very good actor. I mean, obviously he's, you know, 12 to 14, so give him time, but he's kind of overacting as the bully in this movie. But I think, yeah, the whole group of the Losers Club, I think they were all pretty good. I think you'll dig them.
All right. Obviously the main question is, the most memorable part of the miniseries obviously was Pennywise,
mm-hmm.
and Curry's portrayal of him. And people were like, oh, if you don't have Curry, you don't have Pennywise. And, you know, they're all up in arms. Like, the immediately mm-hmm. when this was announced. You know, no trailer, no nothing. Just immediately when it was announced. So, does he hold his own? Does he make it his own? Is it different? Is it better? Is it worse? What is it? What is Pennywise in this movie?
I'm not going to say he's better just because I'm, you know, a five for Tim Curry, of course. But no, I mean, yeah, Skarsgård definitely, he's good, man. He pulls it off for sure. He makes it definitely his own, and I thought he killed it. I didn't realize that this dude was the brothers with Alexander Skarsgård and Stellan's son as well. So, but he's not been like really in a lot of stuff like that Hemlock Grove Netflix show. He was in Atomic Blonde recently too. But see, I hadn't seen too much of this dude at all before this, and yeah, I thought he definitely pulls it off. Because I mean, yeah, obviously without him, the entire movie fails. And so I think he's definitely a standout.
He's the brother of the dude that was in True Blood.
Yeah, okay. His little brother.
All right. How old is this dude? He was born in 90. Jesus Christ.
Ooh, he's approaching me in Alan's age.
Is it... Okay, I had a couple other questions here. All right, that's good. That's good to hear about Pennywise. God damn it. I just totally went blank when I found out that he was the brother of the guy from True Blood, and I don't know why that set me off, but it did.
Is your it heart flooded a little bit?
I got it. No, I got it. I got it. I'm back. I've been hearing a lot of positive, but there's still some people, you know, it's modern day times, and some people just come on and say, fuck that, it's shit, just for saying it's shit, or sometimes they have reasons, and one of the reasons is that too much, it's just a bunch of jump scares bundled together. It's just a bunch of, actually, one of the quotes I read, and I don't know who it was, I'm sorry if I'm quoting someone from the group or something, but it's just a bunch of kids yelling at each other for a bunch, and then a bunch of jump scares. And that Pennywise doesn't have much to do. He just jumps out every once in a while. Do you get that feel from it? Does that sound true to you at all when I say that to you?
No, I mean, I can see. I mean, there are some scenes where, yeah, he's jumping at, you know, the kids or whatever. But I don't think, the movie's 2 hours and 15 minutes. And it's less of that. You know, I mean, there's definitely those scenes, but it's not a continuous thing. Every time you see him, he's just jumping, you know, the jump scares and everything. And no, I mean, you've got the kids that are, yeah, they fight, you know, here and there, but I don't think it's, you know, distracting enough to just say the entire movie's just kids fighting and jump scares by any means.
All right. I think one of the questions I asked Garrett was, does he have a lot to do? Or because from that quote there, and even from the I said I only watched that first trailer, and that first trailer was just him, you know, basically running at the camera and being all fucking freaky. Like, does he have is he a character in the movie, or is he just a jump scare?
No, he's definitely a character. Yes, right. I mean, so like the miniseries, you know, Tim Curry's more about being, you know, subtle. His Pennywise is more unsettling, and you know, he's trying to fuck with the kids. Whereas this one, yeah, he's doing that, but he's definitely, you know, charging, like sprinting at the kids, and it's definitely more in your face for sure, opposed to Curry's performance of that. But there's, I mean, he also has his, there's the scenes where he's, you know, very reserved and, you know, kind of just fucking with the kids as well. But yeah, no, it's definitely more in your face.
How scary is this film? Very, kinda, or sorta?
See, it's I don't know. I don't get scared per se from movies. Nothing particularly about it is scary. I mean, if you're scared of clowns, yeah, this movie's probably gonna fuck you up pretty bad. Okay. I'm the same way with like The Conjuring. I think they're very well made movies, you know, the Conjuring movies. But they're not scary movies. But I think, I mean, to your general audience, you know, what you're going for, then I think, yeah, this is going to definitely scare some people for sure.
Well, how many people were in the theater when you watched it?
Well, I was like an employee screening, so it was, you know, probably like 10, 15 of us, it wasn't too packed.
Was there screaming and stuff?
No, it was a couple of jumps, but I didn't hear any screaming.
They're all vets. All those wily vets that you hired, they're all used to it, right?
Yeah, exactly.
All right, well, veterans. This gives me a lot more hope than when Garrett reviewed, I'll tell you that. Even though he gave it a 7, I didn't understand how he got there. all right, this has an 8.5 already on IMDb. Now, Chad C., keep in mind, if you go too high, this might be one of your favorite movies of the year. What's your rating for it?
I'm going to go off to first watch. I do want to watch it again. I'm going to give it an 8. Damn. An 8. So I do want to watch it again, but first watch 8. I dug it, man. It's It's definitely, I think you're going to dig it. I think, I mean, I have nothing to go off of with the book, but I think most people will be generally pretty pleased with this. It's pretty good.
Why are you so eager to, like, what is it particularly that you want to watch it again for?
I mean, it's around the Halloween season, so I'll give it, you know, a month. Let it breathe a little bit and then watch it in again closer to Halloween. So,
Maybe you're one of the guys. Maybe you're the guy I should be asking about this. Why is this not coming out in October? Now, year in and year out, you hear me complain about fucking horror movies coming out. It's the beginning of September. Why do they not wait a month and have this come out in October and absolutely own the box office? Why?
See, it's a good... The October thing, yeah. But it's been so long since really anything has come out. This movie's projected to make just buku. Like, I think it's 60 to 70 openings. It's going to break the September record for opening. Mm-hmm. It's on track. It was made for $35 million. So, I mean, I guess they know what they're doing in this aspect. But, yeah, I mean, October's just... Studios just don't like to release their horror movies around that time. There's a couple this year, but
yeah,
I don't know. It's got that month and a half lead up. I still think this will probably be doing well enough that it'll still be, you know, in theaters at least, you know, bottom of the top 10 around that time, but yeah, maybe right outside of it.
Yeah, this movie's probably
I think it'll make a lot.
This movie's probably a bad example for what I complain about, because you're right. This does have enough hype behind it that it's going to open big. And maybe they did release it so that they can get that boost again around October. And then that kind of shit makes sense to me. It's the you know, the other horror movies that aren't going to open up top one or two like any other weekend but Halloween. You know what I mean? Like, mm-hmm. I've seen horror movies open up Halloween come in first place that have no right to ever come in first place. But because it's Halloween, they take the number one spot. That's like the Saw fucking 9 or Saw, well, you know what I mean, shit like that, when it gets a little tired. But they would always release in fucking September. I don't get it.
I think a lot of it too though is like the studios just get scared that, you know, that they got that one weekend, and then that next weekend's always that 1st of November, and then like the Marvel movies start coming out, and then they're just kind of left in the past after a one weekend boost, and then they're kind of like, oh, we're out by November, people aren't caring enough anymore at that point.
Right.
So unless it released earlier in the month would make sense, but yeah.
Well, all right, an 8 out of 10 for It, a 4 and under out of 10 for Home Again.
Right.
You had a wild week, sir. You've done a great job again.
That's right. It's a tumultuous ride.
What are the horror movies coming out for Halloween this year?
There's that Blumhouse movie called Happy Death Day. Have you seen anything for that?
No.
It's like this girl wakes up and every day is like Groundhog's Day, and she gets murdered every day and wakes up again. And then, of course, the Saw 55 or whatever fucking Jigsaw is coming out. So that's really it as far as October-wise. Oh, there's that Snowman movie, I guess. It's kind of like a murder, serial killer type thing. It's not really a horror movie, but...
Oh, okay.
Oh, and then you got Tyler Perry's Boo too. I know that's gonna be
We will not huge, be doing it unless that is like so bad that it could be worthwhile a review. I don't want to talk about that ever with anybody.
I don't know if I can do that to myself. I've stayed away from his movies, and I hope to keep it that way.
All right, you've never seen one Tyler Perry movie?
I don't believe I have, man. The trailers are enough for me to never, ever, ever go near them.
I don't think I've seen one either, I'll be honest with you.
Yeah. I know some people that love them, but those people can fuck off.
My mom loves them. Your mom loves them. What?
Probably. All right.
All right. Listen, sir. Another great outing. What's coming out next week? Are we doing a show next week? Is there anything big?
Yeah, man, pretty much every week there's multiple releases now. Next week is Aronofsky's new movie, Mother, which is getting a lot of buzz. Oh, yes. Supposed to be the most fucked up movie since A Clockwork Orange I saw. And then American Assassin with Michael Keaton, Taylor Kitsch, Dylan O'Brien. So there's two more next week.
All right, boom. So it looks like we will be steady going forward, ladies and gentlemen. So stay tuned for Binge Views every Thursday, getting you set for the weekend. All right. Anything else you want to say?
I've got nothing else. Go see It. It's good. It's worth the time.
Boom. All right. Get the fuck out of here.
See you.